Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 2022. Yay! We have successfully made it through another year. Have much things changed now that we're in a new year? Not particularly, but it's okay. We made it, guys. We're in a new year. New things will be happening. You know, positive vibes. We're gonna do this now. As I'm sure I feel like a lot of people did, I did start the new year in isolation. I am still in isolation. I have COVID. Yeah, I know. Honestly, like, I didn't think that I would get it because I told this to like everybody that I was convinced that I was immune. Like, absolutely, completely God complex was like, no, you cannot get this. You simply will not. But it turns out I was wrong. I was able to get it. But to be honest, I'm not even surprised because people are disgusting and germy. And yeah, they're just not clean. And that's what happens when you work in a place that disgusting, dirty people come into all the time and don't wear their masks properly and, you know, all of that stuff. But no, I actually don't feel that bad. Definitely in the last few days, I've been feeling a lot better. But yeah, so basically I've just had a lot of time to myself because what can you really do when you're sitting in a house by yourself for 10 days and you don't have anybody there to entertain you? So I have literally done 3 different tattoos on myself. It had been a while though since I'd gotten a new tattoo, so it was time. If you want to see them, check out cleo.tattoos on Instagram. Shameless self plug, gotta be done. But yeah, so gonna be kind of talking about New Year's resolutions, goals for 2022. New year, new me. Or is it new year, same me? Who knows? But let's get into it. So I started off by popping up a few polls on to the Instagram. And the first one was, do you believe in New Year's resolutions? And I feel like this can actually be kind of a controversial topic, because like people do have different opinions, and you guys were literally 50-50 on it, whether you believe in them or not, which is like mad. I actually thought that there would be more people that would say yes than no. But no, like it was literally bang on 50-50. Personally, it's not that I don't necessarily like not believe in them, but I do think that if there is something that you want to do or you want to change or something new that you want to learn, why wait until the 1st of January and why not just start it like there and then, or just start it as soon as you think of it that you want to do it? Because like, and I'm not the only one that thinks this, like somebody actually sent in a message about it and like said basically the same thing that I think, and how like it can actually be quite restrictive to contain yourself to a specific time frame, which I definitely agree with. Like, why would you wait until the 1st of January or wait until the next month, or like why are you waiting until like the next Monday to start something? And why not just start it as soon as you can? Like, obviously, if you suddenly think of something in the middle of the night that you're like, oh, I want to do that, obviously you can't start it straight away. But, you know, start it that morning instead of waiting, like, especially if it's like a Thursday or a Wednesday and you're like, oh, I'll start on Monday. Like, that's what? That's like 5 days away. Like, that's 5 days of like missed opportunity and like missed time that you could be using to grow already. Because like, we should be always kind of learning and growing and like improving on ourselves. Like, it doesn't just like stop and start, you know. Like, time's irrelevant. It's all a social construct, you know, all that jazz. Like, somebody invented the calendar. Before then, it didn't exist. So there was no such thing as a January 1st. People just started things when they thought of them. And I feel like that's what we should be doing, you know. And I also think, though, that even if you set goals last year and like in December, you realize that you hadn't achieved them yet, it doesn't matter, because again, like, time hasn't just suddenly stopped. It's still going. So you can still just do those things this year because, like, yeah, like, you can literally still continuously improve. You're not confined by time. Like, you're on your own journey. Everyone's on their own path, and like, just do things at their own pace. They shouldn't feel that like nobody should feel that they should have accomplished all of these things by the end of December. Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, we're literally all on our own little buzz, you know? Do things whenever you want to do them. Because I also think, like, even setting a time limit or like putting like a timestamp on something can kind of make it a bit more like negative in your brain, and then like make it almost like stressful to accomplish like whatever it is that you've set out to do. If it's something that like a new thing that you like want to try, that could potentially be like fun. You don't want it to already be something that's causing stress on your life. You want it to just be something that's like fun and like gives you joy and like makes you feel happy, instead of every time you think about it you're like, oh, I have to do that thing, I have to do that thing. Like, that's gonna be so stressful and just not good on your brain. And like, you want to have the least amount of stress in your life, because nobody likes being stressed. It is not a fun time. We just want to be happy, carefree, relaxed human beings. Well, that's what I want to be anyway. I don't want to have any stress in my life or any unnecessary stress. Something else that I think could also be an issue with New Year's resolutions, and possibly be the reason that so many people fail at them in the first place, is because they set goals that are like way too high and like completely unachievable. Like, the best way to kind of do it, if you are going to set goals and like make some New Year's resolutions, is to make them like realistic and not like too like big and like completely out of proportion, because they're going to be way easier to keep. Now, I'm not saying to, you know, not dream big, because, you know, we all want to live in that mansion and have whatever expensive cars and stuff like that, and we can all do that if we want to. But start off with small steps to make the bigger goal a reality. And that's what I think will work. And if you set smaller, attainable goals, then you'll actually keep them in the long run, and then it'll amount to much greater growth rather than attempting some massive, like, huge change and then not keeping up with it and then just completely giving up altogether. Like, it's better to just have small amounts of growth every day that you actually keep up than trying to do, like, one huge thing within, like, a shorter space amount of time, then giving up and then just going back to square one and you haven't learned or, like, changed anything at all. Yeah, that's just my thoughts on it. But yeah, so the next little poll that I had up was, if you do believe in them, have you said any? So there was like 60% of you said yes, and then 40 said no. The people who mainly said no were like the people who said that they don't really believe in them, so that's obviously fair enough. And then again, with the do you plan on sticking to them, it was like a 70-30 situation. At least majority of you plan on actually sticking to them. Love that. I mean, I would assume that you do hopefully try to plan on sticking to them, especially if you've taken the time to actually think of things that you want to change this year or do this year. The next one was, have you already broken them? Now, this is absolutely no judgment, because literally nobody is perfect. Like, I'm not perfect. Nobody is perfect. So there was 40% of you said yes, you had already broken them. But honestly, don't be discouraged if you have. If anybody's listening and you've already been like, oh, I wanted to do this and I already haven't, just start again tomorrow where you left off. Because like I said, you don't have to wait until, like, you know, the 1st of February now to start again. Like, just start again tomorrow. It really doesn't matter when you start doing something. So don't be discouraged. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. These things happen. We get up and we go again. I also asked you guys to send in your 2022 goals. This was actually so cute, reading some of the responses. They actually made me so inspired and like made me so happy. So I'll list the good ones out. I'm gonna start off with this one. Have a foursome with all three Spider-Men. Yeah, I think that's number one on my 2022 goals. For show. Seeing Spider-Man was actually the last thing I did before I basically went into isolation. Was that the reason that I got COVID? Who knows? Stay tuned. But yeah, I agree. That's a hard yes. Try something new. A lot of people wanted to do that. Trying a new sport. You should try skating. Mm-hmm. it's very fun. Doing something that scares them, like skydiving. I would love to do that. That would be so much fun. Like, I really want to do that. I don't know if my mom listens to this or not. I don't know. But so she went skydiving like years and years ago, but it's something that she always brings up. Like, it's like a thing. She'd be like, yeah, I went skydiving. And like, has the picture and like everything of her like jumping out of the plane. Like, honestly, so cool. Like, I want to do that. Absolute queen, inspiration. So yeah, go skydiving. Let's go together. That could be fun. What else do people say? Work towards a first in uni, save more. Yeah, definitely want to save more. Improve relationships, dedicate time for personal development, self-care, healing. I've been on that buzz quite a lot, like definitely in the last year, and then really like this week, like I've actually like invested in it as well, but I'll get into that when I'm kind of talking about my own goals. What else? This one was actually so nice that somebody said, to feel real joy this year, do things that make me proud to be me. I love that so much. That just like filled me with like so much like happiness, and I hope that they go do that. Yeah, also what else? Skate every day. I would love to be able to do that, except, you know, sometimes my ankle does not allow for that. They know how I feel about that. Cook more often. Yes, can definitely relate to that. I want to get back into like actually cooking like dinners and things, because I was so good at doing that last year, and then I got a job and time disappeared. So something that I did actually right before the new year, so end of December, I think I did this at the start of isolation, because I went into isolation like before the 31st, it was like last week sometime, was make a vision board. I've never actually made a vision board before. Like, I probably did, you know, collage things when I was like younger, you know, chopped out bits from magazines or whatever, but I'd never kind of like made it as like a vision board for like, you know, how I want my year to be, or like things that are going to inspire me for the year. So I made one, and it was actually so much fun. Like, obviously Pinterest was a very big contributor to a lot of the images that I got, but it was literally so much fun. Like, I was there putting all the pictures together. I did it on Procreate, and I was like, wow, yes, like if this is the life that I'm going to live this year, I cannot wait. Like, it's gonna be fantastic. Like, it really did make me feel way more motivated, like to get where I want to be and, you know, live my dream life that I am going to live. It's not just gonna be a dream. We're gonna make these dreams a reality. And something that I actually read about vision boards that I'm going to share, because I think it might like help with actually, you know, making the vision board come to life, is that when you're looking at it, to visualize everything happening before your eyes and use your senses. So appeal to the sense of sight, touch, taste, hearing, smell, like use all those senses and like imagine yourself like in the situations of like the images that you've put on the board, and like the feeling that you have when you're in that. So like the feeling of like positivity, feeling of gratitude, you know, all like really like good feelings that are gonna raise, basically people are gonna be like woo, and like raise your vibration basically when you're thinking of it. So if your emotional vibration is really high, that's where you want to be, because that's when all of these like good things come to you, because you're on a high vibration. And if you feel like your emotional vibration isn't, you know, it within like hope and like bliss and like, you know, feeling quite high before you kind of are looking at it, then, you know, kind of take action on that first, put yourself in like a really good position, and then go look at your vision board and do your visualization, because visualization is actually so powerful. I feel like I need to dive deeper into it, but it is supposed to be so powerful for like literally all parts of your life, like manifesting, even like healing your body from like illnesses. Like, it's used in sport all the time, so much. It's so good. But my vision board definitely had a lot of pictures, you know, by the sea. It's like so many ocean pictures. If you were to like do a color palette of it, it would definitely be that like blue, turquoise, and then, you know, pops of pink because my favorite color. And definitely had a lot of people skating on it. You know, honestly, all I want to do is just swim, surf, and skate all day, every day. Like, that is genuinely all I want to do. And maybe, like, you know, eat every now and again and, like, sleep and stuff. But that's the dream that we are going to do. So my main goals for 2022 that I'm going to share with you guys, I'm not going to share everything because obviously some things are going to be personal and stuff like that. But my main, like, I have it in, like, the list of the ones that I wrote here. That's number one, is start meditation. This has been something that I've wanted to do for ages. And I remember, like, in school and stuff, it would be done in, like, I think it was religion class or, like, something like that. And you do, like, meditation. And I used to hate it at the time. Like, I genuinely despised it. But even at those times, like, I hated doing yoga and stuff, and now I absolutely love it. So I was like, right, I think this is something that I need to start doing because everybody preaches about it. I've started reading about 4 books at the same time. It's a bit much, but literally everybody that I follow that's like really inspiring to me is all like, yeah, I meditate. So I'm like, right, okay, I need to start doing this because it sounds fantastic. So since that was a goal, can already like tick it off that I've already started it. I'm going to try my absolute best to keep it up. Like, my aim would be to do it every day, but if not, definitely multiple times a week, because sometimes doing something every single day is a bit insane. Like, you it's just unachievable. Like, you won't get it. Like, there'll be days that just whatever happens, life happens, and you just don't get to do it. But don't kick yourself, just start again tomorrow. But yeah, so I already have purchased Sinead Hegarty's 21-day meditation course. So I've already done day one and like the little intro videos and stuff. But day one, actually, so it was supposed to be 12 minutes long, and it genuinely felt like it was only like 5 minutes. Like, it absolutely flew by. Like, swear, it just like closed my eyes, and then next thing it was like done already. But it was so good. Like, I felt so unbelievably like relaxed after, and just like the stress had left my body. And yeah, I actually can't wait to do the rest of it. I think it's going to be amazing. So definitely already recommend to everybody, if you're trying to get into meditation, it seems like a really good thing for beginners. It actually was really interesting as well, in the intro videos she talked about habit stacking, which I thought was such an interesting concept. I'd never heard of it before, but it's like, if you want to make something a habit, like make something that's like new into a habit, you should stack it with something that is already a habit that you do. So I don't know, personally for me, like, I make my bed every single morning. It's the first thing that I do, like, literally before doing anything else. So if I wanted to make something a new habit, I would like stack it with that. So I would make my bed and then do that new thing, and then eventually it would become a habit that like I don't even have to think about, because you're like paired it with that. So yeah, I just thought that was like super interesting. Next thing on my goals was to do Yoga with Adrienne's 30-day yoga challenge. She does a new one every year starting in January. So it's just like, she does like an intro kind of video on the first, and then the rest of January is like the 30 days. I think this might be like her fourth year doing it, but I've done it for the last 2 years, so this is my third year doing it now. And it just kind of gets me like really back into doing that practice like most days, because like last year when I did it, I'd also like stopped right before Christmas and just was like not there, and it just kind of brought me back into it. So I personally really like that it's like done in January. I also do like that she starts it technically on the 2nd, because, you know, most people go out on New Year's Eve or whatever. Obviously I didn't. I was literally in bed and like asleep before 12 o'clock because I'm sick. But yeah, no, it's if you're looking to start doing any yoga, would definitely recommend her, and like to go back and like do the other 30-day yoga challenges as well. they're a really good way to like get into it. It's like, you know, if you were to start it now, like start the new one and then do the other ones afterwards. But she also does like a little monthly calendar that she makes into a playlist on YouTube for each month, like literally curates videos for every single day, like, and they all kind of vary in length too. So like some will literally only be like 15 minutes, some will be half an hour, 40 minutes. So just like depends what you're looking for, but there's literally something for everyone there. I'm pretty sure there's a video actually called like yoga for skating. I love that I'm saying that as if like all of you are skaters, but yeah, in my mind everybody is, because that's all I know and all I do. That was my second goal. My third one is to keep a gratitude diary. So I actually got one, like a specific one, not just like a notebook that I'm going to make into a gratitude diary. So the one that I bought is the 6-minute diary. I got it on Amazon. I don't know if we support Amazon. I don't really, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. But the Head Plan, I think, also do a similar kind of thing. I think it's literally called a gratitude journal as well. But the whole beginning of the book, you proper have to read like 100 pages before the actual like diary part starts, goes into so much detail about how important it is to express gratitude and like how it can literally change your life. So would definitely recommend. There was also like a little free extra like ebook thing or something as well that I got, and it has loads of examples of famous people that use a gratitude journal and express gratitude every single day, and they're all these like really, you know, successful people. And I'm like, well, if all these people are doing it and it works out for them, then it should work out for me and I should do it. So we'll let you guys know how I get on with that. But it seems like such a big topic at the moment. Like I might try research it a bit more, maybe do kind of like a full episode on like gratitude. I don't know, maybe. But I'm really intrigued by it, to be honest. Because with the diary that I have, there's like a morning routine and an evening routine. So it's called 6-minute diary. And basically it's like 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes in the evening. So what I'm doing is trying to habit stack it on top of like my, you know, the morning routine and the evening routine. So like I'll get up and like make my bed and like, you know, get dressed or whatever, and then like that's the first thing that I do then is do the 3 minutes in the morning, and then before I go to bed I'll do the evening routine. And I'm gonna like pair it with like my setting my alarms, because usually before I go to bed I have to set alarms for whatever reason, I have to wake up, you know, for work the next morning or whatever. So I'm gonna like, you know, that'll be like in my brain, I know I've set my alarms because I've now I filled that out, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? But another thing that I'm actually trying to do, that I've been kind of successful with it already for the last 2 days, but it has only been a few days, I'm trying to not go on my phone that much anymore, because I find that I can just scroll endlessly forever. Like I can literally just scroll for hours, and yeah, that's obviously not good. Need to not be doing that. So I'm trying to like get up in the morning and not look at my phone. So this was actually something that was mentioned in that like reading part of the 6-minute diary, is how 78% of people start their day scrolling, which is obviously what I do. Like my alarm would go off my phone and then like that's it, like I'm on my phone, I'm already like checking Instagram or like, you know, whatever. And a question asked in the book was, do you act or react? So basically it's like either you run the day or the day will run you. So it's like you're either a reactive person or a proactive person. And a reactive person would say, I have to do this, I have no time for that, I can't do this. And a proactive person would say, I want, or I'll make time for that, or like I'll figure out how to, you know, fit whatever it is that they need to do like in. So looking at Instagram and WhatsApp and etc. like first thing in the morning is like a reactive activity, because it's straight away looking at other people's lives. Whereas if you were to begin the day proactively, that means you're starting it in like a creative, formative and like self-determined manner. So you're like basically starting the morning by focusing on yourself first, which is what I'm trying to do. So like my morning routine is wake up and then I make my bed. Then I get dressed. I do my 3 minutes of, you know, gratitude. And then I get up and I do some yoga. And then I'm going to put in my meditation in there. Now, this is a, you know, big ass if I'm like to get up super early to go to work or something, but we're gonna make time. I'm just gonna get up a little bit earlier and we're gonna fit it in because I am determined to do it, and I will. Like, I'm saying this now because you guys can all keep me accountable, I guess. But yeah, if anybody else is also trying to make a little routine like that, message me and let's do it together and keep each other accountable and on track. Okay, so this is actually my number one goal of the year. I should have put this at the top. But this year, number one goal, move out and move abroad and start traveling again. Because I miss it. I miss it so much. So sad. I just want to see new places and experience new things and, you know, go on trips. Hoping to do this in the next few months, definitely, you know, within the first 6 months of this year, maybe even less. Definitely this is going to happen. I'm not staying in shitty Ireland. Sorry, I hate it here. I hate it here so much. I'm not going to stay. We're going to leave and see the world. Next goal, which... I really want to do this. I'm like not 100% now if this is going to be a this year thing, but I would love it to be a this year thing, but I'm not sure how it fits in the like places that I want to go this year. It might not work out, but I want to get a van and do van life. Like, I want to do that. It just looks like a bit of me. I actually saw TikTok as well, you know, people being like 2022 predictions, and apparently the hippie era is coming back, which I feel is really perfectly timed with, you know, this whole van life thing. Because to be honest, like, since I was like a child, I have wanted a Volkswagen van. They're so cute. They're so cool. I love them. Imagine me just like driving around in a little like baby pink one with my surfboard on top, you know, just cruising, vibing with a little like hula girl bobblehead thing. You know, I already own little hula girl that I can just stick on the dashboard and she'll just bob around as I drive around. Like, how cute. Tell me you can't see me doing that, because you can. You're lying if you say you can't. And yeah, last girl, obviously, grow the podcast, get more of you guys listening. Yes, that is obviously a goal. We're gonna do that. Watch this space. Another thing that I guess is kind of like a goal or like a challenge thing that I'm doing to kind of keep myself, you know, it's gonna like help me form habits, basically, like healthy habits. I'm actually doing this with one of my friends as well. So I'm doing this 75 soft challenge. Now, I haven't really been able to do like everything on it because I have COVID. But yeah, like my main ones on it, and they're like basically things that are non-negotiables for every day. So I want to make sure that I drink, you know, my 2 liters of water. So drink lots of water, eat good food, you know, kind of like making like proper breakfasts and dinners and stuff instead of just like buying M&S and microwave meals every single day. Because I live on that veggie lasagna. Like, I actually... it runs through my veins at this stage. It's very good. Like, obviously that's not unhealthy, but, you know, in the long run, it's better to just like meal prep, maybe like 2 or 3 meals, do you know? Some form of exercise daily. So that can be anything, though. I'm not like making myself have to work out every day, you know, so like a little bit of yoga or a walk or going skating, because obviously that counts. And I would do that a lot. Well, not since the weather is a bit shit, but... it's still a form of exercise. And then at least 10 minutes of reading a day. So again, I'm putting that into my like nighttime routine and making that a habit. So, you know, I'll do it after I have done my 3 minutes of gratitude, and then I will set my alarms, whatever, put my phone away, not look at it. Then I will read for at least 10 minutes or like however long. Obviously, if I want to read for longer than that, then I can read for longer than that. But like minimum kind of. And then I will go to sleep and dream beautiful dreams. But yeah, so that's kind of like a little summary of my goals, your goals. I think we're all going to smash this year, and I know so many people have said it, and I don't want to say it because I don't want to jinx it, but this is our year. No, it actually is. It's going to be a very good year. I can feel it in my bones. My intuition is telling me that this is going to be a very good year. One last thing actually that I want to mention, because I kind of talked about it in the last episode before Christmas. I was listening to Sinead Hegarty's podcast. I think it's called Sinead Says. But anyway, in one of her episodes, she was talking about a pleasure plan. And I feel like that's kind of like similar to what I was saying about, like, I think it was in the positive vibes one, actually, how like things that like make you happy. So it's like a list of things that like will cheer you up if you're like not in like such a good mood or whatever like that. And I was saying how like even just smiling, and then you'll actually feel, or when I listen to songs in the car and I'm just like dancing and singing away to myself, it's like really like similar like that. Or just like going for a walk, or listening to, like, I've actually found this has been so good. Spotify know me so well. The happy mix that it makes for me, phenomenal. Absolutely, round of applause. It is so good. It actually makes me feel so happy. Like, Spotify just know exactly what songs I want to listen to. It's obviously, you know, the algorithm or whatever. It just knows. It knows. I can't remember which of her episodes it was, but definitely go listen to her podcast anyway, because she has loads of things in there that are really good. But yeah, I hope everybody had a lovely Christmas and a happy new year. And if anybody else is in isolation or currently has COVID, you're not alone, because I'm here too. I know there's a few of you out there. COVID crew, assemble. Oh, it's a bit sad everybody's getting it at this stage, but sure, look, what can you do? I hope everybody is feeling okay that does have it. I'm on the mend, getting there. Still a little bit sniffly. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. My voice was still a bit croaky up until literally yesterday. I hope everybody sticks to their goals. If you don't, though, try again tomorrow, because that's all you can do. And yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.